The next piece we'll hear is a big, bold 20th century work. Its composer is Jennifer Higdon, who was born in 1962 in Brooklyn, New York, but grew up in Atlanta, Georgia, and Seymour, Tennessee. She now lives in Philadelphia and is on the faculty of the Curtis Institute of Music. She performs on flute and conducts in addition to composing. Her composition teachers include George Crumb and Ned Roram. She is the recipient of awards including a Pew Fellowship, a Guggenheim Fellowship, and two awards from the American Academy of Arts and Letters. Her orchestral work, Shine, was named Best New Piece of the Year in USA Today's Top Picks in Classical Music for 1996. Her works are recorded on 24 discs. When the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra commissioned Higdon to write the piece we're going to hear, called Cityscape, it asked for a multi-use piece with movements that could be played separately or all together. We're going to do the whole piece, about a 30-minute work. Since the composer spent the first 10 years of her childhood in Atlanta, she took the opportunity of this commission to write a musical reminiscence of the city. It is a musical portrait of Atlanta's landscape of people, images, and energy. The first movement, Skyline, projects an image of boldness, strength, and growth, according to the composer, who has watched the skyline change and grow over four decades. The second movement, entitled River Sings a Song to Trees, commemorates the nature that is such a presence in Atlanta. The presence of Peachtree Creek, a tributary of which young Jennifer used to play in as she ran through her front yard, reflects moving life and serves as a reminder of the city's having risen from the earth itself, she says. The creek also symbolizes constant change under calm waters and over powerful currents, doing so with exquisite beauty. The final movement is Peachtree Street, in honor of this primary artery that runs through the city. With its narrow lanes and winding character, Higdon says, this street is so full of life and energy, forever changing and growing, moving slowly and moving fast, that it serves as a reflection of us. Every turn brings something new and different, and carries us to places and people that have meaning in our lives. In 21 performances, before a total audience of nearly 30,000 children, this 6-minute finale has been played at young people's concerts to demonstrate rondo form. That is, a form in which there is a theme, call it A, then a different theme, call it B, then it goes back to A, then to C, then back to A, and sometimes it goes on like that with more themes. So if you'd like to do some active listening, you can listen for that. Now, Jennifer Higdon's Cityscape. Robert Spano, to whom the piece is dedicated, conducts the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra.